Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Farija from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started.
For episode 30 of The Art of Decluttering, and today we get to talk to you about decluttering your media. So we're talking about DVDs, maybe your Netflix or your Stan account, TV series, kids' DVDs, and all things like that. And we think after Christmas is the perfect time, Kirst, to declutter those areas, don't you think?
Yes, I do. And we just wanted to let you know that we are recording in Amy's home. So if you hear kids laughing in the background, that's because our boys are having fun playing Monopoly and stuff. We've sent them away, but you might still hear them laughing.
But this is pretty unique because you get to hear both of us together, which is so much fun. Welcome to Melbourne, Kirst.
Thank you. I am loving it here.
I remember there was one of our Christmas series, you were talking about wanting to visit the water park in Melbourne. So my family do that every year. And you said, oh, I really want to do that with my family. And yesterday you did it.
Yes. So my back of my knees prove I got sunburnt on the back of my legs, and half of my family were burnt too, not just my family, my whole extended family. Like, I was going around being a doctor last night, applying soothing after sun care to everybody. So we would try to slip, slop, slap. Some of us more effective than others, and some of us have got beautiful tan skin that just go brown, and the rest of us are all freckly.
We're a bit freckly in this family too, so we've got to be very careful when we're out in the sun. So after Christmas is a really good time to be decluttering DVDs and some of our media, because you get a really good idea over the Christmas holidays what media you genuinely use and what DVDs, particularly the kids' ones, that just get shoved at the back of your TV unit and never see the light of day.
Yeah, and often we might have been given some for Christmas, so then you've got to make room for it. And how do you make room for it if you don't declutter first, Amy?
Very true. When I was doing a bit of a pre-Christmas declutter, we went through our DVDs with the kids, and I gave them the challenge of getting rid of, I think it was 12 of their DVDs. And so we sent those off to the op shop. They haven't missed them. And to be honest, they could probably go through and get rid of another 12. Cal and I actually have only maybe 3 DVDs between us because we're a Netflix family. And if it ain't on Netflix, I ain't watching it.
Yeah, we're the same. We went, yeah, after Christmas, Simon went on a bit of a declutter frenzy binge around our house. And he was like, man, we have got to get rid of some DVDs. And since joining Netflix a year or two ago, we certainly, I can't remember the last time the kids sat down and watched a DVD. We just find something on Netflix. So I think when we get back from our holidays, we're going to just chuck all of them, give them all, take them all to the op shop, because we found some that are really young.
Yeah,
the
they're
kids.
Not watching the Barbie movies anymore, probably.
Oh, no, they're still into Barbie movies.
Oh, no,
Ollie as well.
Oh, that's the sweetest.
They love them, but they watch them on Netflix. They don't watch the DVDs.
Our kids are really into like Dude Perfect and those basketball trickery things. They just don't anymore watch like a Disney movie. Which is a bit of a shame because they're like my favourites.
My kids will still watch Disney movies. Like, and Emily actually got her Brave on. We cannot go to the movies for she gets too scared. We took her to see Ferdinand last week and she cried through nearly all of it. Aww. Like, not just cry, like sad tears silently running down her face, but like sobbing, heaving, crying. And
was it a sad movie or was it?
There were sad parts in it, and she just can't be taken to movies. But she was so awesome this week. She's like, Mom, I've watched the whole of Moana again, and I'm not scared by it.
Oh.
Are you proud of me? I'm like, yes, baby girl, I'm so proud.
That's the sweetest.
So my kids are obsessed with YouTube.
Yes, that's what my kids spend a lot of their free time on the TV. They will choose to watch YouTube.
Yeah, we do love series, but we just would never think to buy DVDs anymore.
They're so expensive.
Yeah.
So what I actually have found in the last couple of months is that few of my clients actually have DVD players anymore. So many of them have gotten rid of them completely. And so there are no DVDs in their homes, or at least there's no DVD player. Sometimes there's still some DVDs lurking around. And so if you too have chosen to get rid of your DVD player, make sure you get rid of all your DVDs because you've got nothing to play them on.
So I also love SBS and Catch Up TV, iView.
I love iView. I love it. I've got some tips coming up about my iView account that I want to share with people because sometimes my watch list can just be like so long and overwhelming.
Well, get into it.
Okay. So what I do is like every now and again is I'll sit down with my iView account on my phone and I'll just like scroll through and see what's new series have been on or what new episodes are on of the shows that I love and add them all to my watch list. But what I find is if I've binged on a series, sometimes I can leave it in my watch list, which just clutters it up. So I'm getting much better at when I sit down and have a look and see what's available at is taking things out of my watch list that I have watched or that have been there long enough that the reality is I'm not actually going to watch them. I like the idea of it, but I haven't made the time. And so I think even though we don't have the physical DVDs around or the physical VHSs we used to have in the olden days, you can still have cluttered digital media because sometimes we forget to take things out of our watch lists and they end up, you know, with 100 things. And so when you go to watch something, you got to scroll and scroll and scroll and think, what have I watched? What haven't I watched? It gets confusing.
I also feel very overwhelmed when I've put too much on my watch list, like because then I feel that sense of, oh, but I've got to watch everything, otherwise it's going to disappear. And, you know, on SBS and iView, sometimes they do disappear, but Netflix and Stan and the like don't. But I also just feel that sense of like, oh, my goodness, there's so much
pressure in your life, Kirsty, so much pressure.
And the other thing that happened the other day I want to share with everybody is I watched a Nicholas Sparks movie. Now, for all those Nicholas Sparks fans out there, you might want to tune out for the next couple of minutes.
I've never even heard of this. Is it an actor? Is that what Nicholas Sparks is? Or is it a series?
He's a fiction writer and his books get turned into movies. So you would have seen The Notebook, surely.
I've actually got that in my watch list in Netflix at the moment because I haven't seen it for like 10 years.
Okay, so The Notebook is probably one that I would keep watching, and I might, and I would watch again because I absolutely love it.
Is Dear John by him as well?
Yeah. So, okay. Right, my beef with Nicholas Sparks. His movies make me bawl the whole time, and then I get really angry because something ridiculous happens in it. Like, I watched it. I won't name it because I'm going to give away the end, but I'm giving away the end of every single Nicholas Sparks book and movie. The main character dies.
Oh, that's a bit sad. Maybe he needs to get creative at the end of his books.
Oh, no, they're all the same. So anyway, I watched one with Simon. It was a challenging 2 hours of our life that we will never, ever get back. And I had realized that in my Netflix watch list, I have got another 500 Nicholas Sparks movies. I need to go and delete all of them because I'm never watching one of them again, because not only did I cry for 2 whole hours, they're just ridiculously stupid, and they're ridiculously, like, they're just so romantically dumb, and like they just make my blood boil, actually. Like, I was so furious. I was like, not only have I cried, but I hate the ending of this movie. It's so flippin' ridiculous. So I'm going to go and delete all those Nicholas Sparks movies, like Dear John and all the rest of them, out of my watch list, because I don't want to waste another 2 hours of my life like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this rant is brought to you by Kirsty from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers. She will never watch another Nicholas Sparks movie in her lifetime.
Unless it's a notebook.
Unless it's the notebook. And maybe we should watch it together sometime. I haven't watched it, so I should have a box of tissues.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the main character dies.
Great. Thanks for that. All right, we need to get back to some of our digital decluttering tips for our media. Did you know that if you're a family that has burned copies of your DVDs onto your iPads for your kids or things like that, did you know that legally in Australia you can't then donate that DVD while you still are in possession of a digital copy, which is different to the Australian laws around CDs, which you are able to do. So just be aware that if you're donating any DVDs, you need to make sure you've also scrubbed clean any digital copies of that same DVD. But I would suggest if you are going to watch the DVD again and again and again, just keep the DVD. And for all other ones, I think a trip to the op shop may be in order.
Yeah, and as you were saying that, a lot of your clients have got rid of their DVD players. We were actually talking about that in our home recently, like, because we never, ever put on a DVD. Like, we'll find it somewhere else. We'll find it on iTunes. We'll find it on Netflix or Stan or, you know, whatever you have in your home. Well, that's what we do in our home. But if you are a DVD lover, that's awesome. Go through your DVDs. If you watch them, if you're a fan, like if you're a movie fanatic and have got your favorite, you know, art house directors and producers or whatever, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but you know, if you're a super fan, totally keep them. But just be very mindful about what you are keeping and what you're not, and you know, what you're willing to let go of. And you know, if you're keeping them for collectibles that you're hoping to sell in future years, then be thoughtful about whether or not, like, what's that collection mean to you, and how is that, is it getting in the way of living your life in your home, or have you, you know, built a specific place to house that all, and so on and so forth.
More from us in just a few minutes. Don't forget to visit our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au, and sign up for our bonus episode that's not so secret anymore. We've done episodes on linen cupboards, toys, wardrobes, pantries, jewellery, and so many more. So if you're new to The Art of Decluttering, you'll find loads of great tips like this one from the episode we did on entryways.
We keep hooks right next to our door for our keys. Mm. So that coming and going, we put our keys straight away. So if you haven't got somewhere to store your car keys, you can go as simple as what Kirsty was saying, and that's just putting a basket somewhere near the door or on top of something that you know where it is, and just make sure they always go in there. And for us, that's just hanging them up near the door.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more.
And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And now back to the podcast for so many more tips and tricks.
Do you know, Kirs, we actually only got a DVD player about 8 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. So we used to have one. And then the kids broke by accident the connection to our TV where you put the DVD player in. So they could see the picture, but they couldn't hear anything. They'd broken that plug. And so we just had gone years without having any kind of ability to even play a DVD. And then about 8 weeks ago, we set up for the kids in the front room. We got a TV for them and set up a little space where they could play their Wii that they saved up their pocket money and bought secondhand, like old school first generation Wii. And we went and got a DVD player that they can plug in and they can sit out there and watch a movie. And they have watched probably a DVD a week since we set that up. I think because it's so novel. Like they're going back over their DVDs and, oh, I remember this movie. But it's all new for us. We haven't watched DVDs for years.
Wow. And so have they found any DVDs that they're not hugely fans of? And are they the ones that they've let go of recently?
Yes, that's how we were kind of motivated to get rid of the ones we got rid of. But I think maybe even this afternoon we might go through them again and see if we can cull it down by another 15 or 20 DVDs, because I think we've probably still got 30-ish. And if they kept like their top 12, or maybe we can make a top 10 list and they can keep those. And I think one of the tips that I'll give my kids later today, and you can help your children with if you've got kids, is to grab out their favourites. And then if you are a subscriber to Netflix or Stan, see if they're there. See if they're actually already on the list, and then you know that you can easily get rid of them.
That's exactly what I did with a client just before Christmas. We went through her DVD collection and I was like, let's see if they're on Netflix first before we get rid of them. And because she was wanting to keep a hold of all of them, and I was like, well, you know, would you watch them again, or would you actually turn to Netflix? So we went through while I was there and looked at Netflix, and surprisingly, Netflix has not a lot of good romantic comedies.
How many good romantic comedies are there out there, Kirs, that doesn't have Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler in it?
Oh, My Best Friend's Wedding.
I don't think I even know that movie.
Oh, Amy.
I'm not a movie buff, people. We have this problem in our house where Cal and I will say, hey, let's sit down on a Saturday night and we'll get some takeout and watch a movie. And if he lets me pick the movie, like old school, and we go down to the shops and hire a DVD, I reckon 80% of the time I'd come back with something we'd watched in the last 6 months and I just would not even remember. And it just drove him crazy. So he took over hiring DVDs. And now I'll put something on Netflix and I'll start watching it, and it'll be 40 minutes in before I realise I watched it like a week and a half ago. It's embarrassing. And it's something that my family pick on me for, my husband picks on me for, my friends pick on me for, because they'll go, oh, did you watch that?
And now our listeners are going to pick on you.
Everyone can pick on me because people will say to me, oh, did you watch that movie? And I go, no, I've never seen it. And Cal will look at me and go, we watched that 4 nights ago. And they think that I'm playing it up, and I am not. It's embarrassing. All the time, Kirs. All the time.
We had that sometimes in our home where Simon has got a bit of a Dory memory like you. And then sometimes I do. Like, I remember we watched a movie a couple of weeks ago and about halfway through I was like, oh, no, I think I have watched this before. But
you laugh at me.
I don't do it every week and I don't do it 4 days later. It'll be months or years between viewings and then I'll go, oh, no, I have seen this.
Oh, no, that's like a brand new movie for me. If it's been over 12 months, I can watch the whole thing and not have any recall.
Really?
I did it just the other night. I was talking to my sisters about, this is on New Year's, what's the best movie you've seen lately? What recommendations do you have? And I'm going to tell you now, I still can't remember the name of it. This was New Year's Eve. We were talking about it. I watched it.
It was 9 days ago.
Yeah. And I have no recollection of what the movie's called. I watched the whole thing and it was like the last scene. I went, oh, I remember watching this movie only a couple of months ago.
What movie was it?
I can't remember.
Tell us about it.
This is also what I'm very bad at. I can't remember any actors and I've struggled with plot lines. It was about, hang on, hold on, I think I've got this. I read a book this week that I'm confused which is which. No. So it was about a family, I believe they were Rwandan or Ethiopian, I'm not sure which, that were trying to escape a genocide, so probably Rwandan. And they, some of them got a pass to go to America, but one brother got left behind. It was an awesome movie the second time round and the first time round and probably the third time round when I watch it again in June.
You make me laugh.
I'd like to speak now to any Netflix executives that are listening to our podcast, because I know so many of you do. Why are there not fitness and health DVDs on Netflix? Why is there not a whole category of like spandex clad 80s women doing gymnastics and acrobatics and aerobics and come.
Nobody wants to see 80s people do that.
But everybody has those DVDs of Michelle Bridges and whoever else in their DVD cupboards and they're not really doing them. So how about if Netflix just did like a public service and said, we're going to put like the best 100 workout DVDs on Netflix and everybody can get rid of them from their DVD collection because they're just making us feel bad.
Yeah, because that's exactly right. That you feel guilty for having it in your cupboard and never ever using it.
Yeah, because you feel like you should. You spent $50 on the box set, so you probably should do your pump class once a week, but you don't.
I don't. I've got them.
I've got the Michelle Bridges 3-pack that I got from something I did, and I've used it like 4 times.
Yeah, I've got like how to lose your baby weight doing Pilates. Nah, I've still got that baby weight, and I still don't do Pilates.
And she's still got the DVD.
So we're here to tell you that we are not perfect either.
And we want to give you permission that you can get rid of your workout DVDs if you do not use them.
Because you're going to look on YouTube for them now anyway.
Or download an app where it's got like the best 24 seconds of your day to get perfect abs.
So
that's how I got my abs, Kirst. Is that how you got yours? 24 seconds a day, people. 24 seconds a day.
I will not publicly say what's going through my head right now. We might have to take some photos of ourselves so everybody can laugh just as hard with me.
I don't have anything else to say because now my cheeks hurt.
Sorry. So we want you all to be very intentional about what you do keep in your home. This goes for everything. We say this all the time.
That's because we're a decluttering podcast. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
We want to encourage you to have a look at your DVD collection and be really ruthless about those that you keep. Check if they are on your streaming platform and you can get rid of them that way.
And go through your watch list and declutter them. Get rid of all the movies and TV shows that you've already watched and get rid of the ones like Nicholas Sparks that you don't ever want to inflict on yourself or your partner ever again. And teach your kids to do the same with their DVDs. Get them to really question whether or not they, at 10, are they really going to watch Thomas the Tank Engine anymore?
And then if you're feeling like being a particularly hardcore minimalist this year in 2018, you might even choose to get rid of your DVD player. You know what? If you don't even watch your second TV anymore, maybe it's time to get rid of that. Maybe you tend to stream on your computer, your laptop, your phone, your iPad, a different device. Maybe it's time to also have a think about some of those larger TVs that you're really not using anymore. So DVD players might go. If you've got a VHS player, I think maybe you need to post a photo of it on our Art of Decluttering Facebook page and let us know that you're then popping that in your bin as well.
Big shout out to Michelle for suggesting this topic today. We love how much everybody interacts on our Facebook page, so please keep hitting us up with suggestions so we can talk about something that you're interested in. So thanks, Michelle. And if you would like our help further, you can always contact us and we'd love to come into your home and help you declutter all your media stuff with you. And you can have a laugh at us and our 24-second abs in person.
So thank you so much for joining us. It's been so much fun, Kirstie and I, here in the same location in lovely balmy Melbourne. No, it's not balmy. It's pretty windy and cold out there, but it's Melbourne and we're together. It'll be balmy in the next couple of hours. So have a great rest of your week. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the freedom.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganised.net or on Facebook as Simply Organised PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out over there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learned some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organized.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.